The Traveler's Journal, December 30th, with a little snoring in England. Many English-speaking countries have odd names for some of their cities and towns, but none can hold a candle to merry old England. An inspection of a detailed map of Britain reveals places such as Crackpot, Dorking, Fatahead, and Goonbell. There's a Gigglesworth, a Nether Poppleton, Wormlow Tump, and yonder Bogney. Consider the plight of the bride from Ugly, a charming village whose name derives from an Anglo-Saxon phrase that means Ucca's clearing. Her groom happened to be from the neighboring village of Nasty. Ugly woman marries nasty man, read the headline that could have come straight from Monty Python's Ministry of Silly Names. Many of England's most amusing place names resulted from scribes and surveyors misinterpreting ancient Anglo-Saxon and Roman words. Britain's rural past has also produced a crop of place names reminiscent of barnyards and fields, like Donkey's Town, Maggot's End, and Lower Pig Street. You can be sure that the citizens of Little Snoring have heard plenty of comments about their sleepy little crossroads. But the burden falls hardest on its most famous resident. Eric Gotobed happens to be an unfortunate gentleman who's endured 50 years of April Fool's Day prank calls. "I sometimes wish they'd give the whole thing a rest," he says. "It really gets quite tiresome." Of course, he also refuses to consider the possibility of either changing his name or moving. As Dorothy discovered in The Wizard of Oz, no matter what it's called, there's no place like home. You'll find plenty of travel intelligence when you visit us on the World Wide Web at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.